A report from the Justice Department supports the claims of a former FBI translator who says she was let go because she blew the whistle on the Bureau. The translator, Sibel Edmonds, told her supervisors that a co-worker was mistranslating documents and may have been involved in espionage. And the Justice Department's Inspector General now says the FBI never conducted a serious investigation of those charges. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Sibel Edmonds was hired as a translator in Middle Eastern languages in the days after September 11th. Soon afterwards, she began complaining to her supervisors about a co-worker. She said her colleague had ties to people and organizations that were under investigation, that the co-worker's translations were inaccurate. In response, Edmonds was let go. Since then, she's been fighting to vindicate herself. Ann Beeson of the American Civil Liberties Union says the Justice Department's Inspector General report released today largely backs Edmonds' version of events.
The Inspector General himself concluded that many of her allegations were supported and that the FBI did not take them seriously enough and that the allegations were, in fact, and most importantly, the most significant factor in the FBI's decision to fire her.
The report says that allegations of possible espionage at the Bureau were extremely rare, and it says Edmonds' concerns were backed up by other witnesses. Nevertheless, the IG found that the FBI did not take the charges seriously enough and still hasn't to this day. The IG did not decide whether the co-worker was in fact a spy, a question that Sibel Edmonds still wants to have answered.
Who were the targets of those investigations, or where these other translators worked and had relationship? Who did she have relationship with? These are the real core of these allegations, which basically right now in this report is not addressed.
The co-worker has since left the Bureau and moved abroad. The report says Edmonds may have made some mistakes, for example, by taking classified notes about her case on her home computer, but the Inspector General found that Edmonds had her supervisor's permission to do that and that an FBI official admitted it was not grounds for dismissal. Edmonds filed a civil suit against the government, but a judge threw the case out after the Justice Department argued the case would reveal too much sensitive information. The IG's analysis itself is classified. Today's release is a summary of the full report. The ACLU filed an appeal this week on behalf of Edmonds, and the ACLU's Ann Beeson says the IG's report should boost her chances.
Now that the Inspector General has concluded that Ms. Edmonds is fired for her whistleblowing allegations, that the decision has got to be reversed and that her case should be allowed to proceed.
The question is, how can that happen if the government insists the case will jeopardize national security? Ruth Wedgwood of Johns Hopkins University says the government may need to create a special venue for these kinds of disputes.
Since we now have a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, which is tooled up to handle classified information, that I suppose in principle one could create a system that would hear employment disputes having to do with sensitive matters of foreign intelligence in some offshoot of that court.
The FBI would not comment on tape. The Bureau released a statement saying it's conducting its own investigation and has already reorganized its translation services as part of its post-9/11 reform program. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.